Welcome to our bonus segment here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm insider Dave Spadaro. He's Glenn Macnow. And we like to do this each week, looking ahead to the game. So what we're looking ahead to the game and talking about from the past game, obviously Carson Wentz had a tremendous performance in his debut with the Eagles. A huge rookie performance. Glenn would like to talk about his five best rookie performances from past Philadelphia Eagles.
You got it.
Correct?
There you go. That is correct.
These are all names and moments that they go back a ways, some of them.
Some of them.
Giving away our age.
30 years.
Okay.
The earliest one is 1985, which I'm going to save for last. Here's number five. Charlie Garner, Game 4, 1994, Eagles at San Francisco. Garner hadn't touched the ball in the first three games. Rich Kotite pulls him out of mothballs. Garner, 16 carries, 111 yards, two touchdowns in the first quarter. Eagles steamrolled the Niners 40-8, and that was the year the Niners went to the Super Bowl, the Super Bowl.
That's right, and I remember the game. It was absolutely electric. Charlie Garner, so quick, to and through the hole. We thought he would have a great career here in Philadelphia. Never really panned out.
No.
Got hurt a lot.
Yeah, and I think he had to learn to dedicate himself more, did better when he left here and went to San Francisco.
Right.
All right, here you go, Dave Spadaro. Number two. I'm only going to go back a couple of years for this. To 2014, I'm going to go with a guy on the team right now. Jordan Matthews, as the Eagles beat the Panthers 45-21. Game you remember, they had a 45-7 lead earlier. Now, there have been bigger receiving days for rookies. Hank Baskett, New Year's Eve 2006, in a meaningless game,
Reality star.
Yes, better at that than this. Jeremy Maclin had a great game against the Cowboys in the playoffs his rookie year, but the Eagles got crushed that game, so I'm not putting this. But this game, Matthews, seven catches, 134 yards, two touchdowns versus Carolina. Caught, the quarterback was?
It was Nick Foles.
It was Mark Sanchez.
2014.
It was Mark Sanchez in
that
game.
You're right!
There you go. But the Eagles win. Eagles got to 7-2 that game. Things were looking pretty good at the
moment.
And
we thought Mark Sanchez had a big-time future in Philadelphia.
Well, there you have it. Where is he now?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. Dallas.
Number three.
No doubt.
Number three. You talk about guys who were a tease. This guy was a tease. Bryce Brown. Now, Bryce Brown, November 26, 2012, against Carolina again. And even the following week against the Cowboys, how's these numbers? 178 yards one game, 169-2, 43 carries, 347 yards for the rookie. Dave, I don't know what you thought about him.
Oh, I will tell you what I thought about
him. I thought he was a terrific runner that just never could figure it out.
I thought that Bryce Brown would redefine college athletics in terms of football. I thought more players would kind of jump, if you will, from high school to college and not wear their bodies out. The running backs, they get worn out in college. They get too many carries. By the time they get to the NFL, they're done. I expected Bryce Brown's early success to translate into that kind of movement for great high school players. Remember, he was the number one high school player in the country.
Yeah.
Didn't play very much in college. I thought, well, this is what Kansas State, Tennessee.
Yeah.
So didn't work out for Bryce Brown.
And
he just never really put it all together.
Couldn't turn it upfield and also couldn't hold on to the ball,
right,
which was his problem. But those two weeks.
Not really very good traits.
Every fantasy football player in America discovered Bryce Brown those 2 weeks.
All right,
number two, well, Nick Foles. Again, this was 2012. The day was December 9th, 2012 at Tampa. Foles throws two touchdowns in the final 4 minutes to overcome an 11-point deficit. A game-winning touchdown at the clock to Jeremy Maclin. His only win of the year. I think it broke a 7- or 8-game losing streak. They were pretty bad. But, boy, also ran for a 10-yard touchdown. Remember how he used to look like a giraffe when he ran the ball?
Yes.
Not a very graceful runner.
Not as athletic as our guy now.
No, but 381 yards was
pretty
good. And the greatest debut ever by an Eagles rookie, 1985, Reggie White. Let me give you these numbers.
You watched that on black and white TV, I trust, right?
I believe I was, I think I was at that game. It was against the Giants.
Yeah, I was
Okay, it was game four of the season, but his first game coming over from the USFL against the Giants. He's an unproven commodity. You know, Memphis Showboats doesn't do anything. Here's what he does against the Giants. 10 tackles, 2.5 sacks, tips a pass that Herm Edwards intercepts and runs back for a touchdown. Everybody realized, oh, the Eagles got something here, and Reggie White was that NFL Rookie of the Year that year.
Yes. I was in 1985 in my dorm room probably studying.
Studying, eh?
Studying how to untap a...
Well, yeah, studying what?
Exactly. Glenn Macnow, those are our five greatest rookie performances in Eagles history. Where will Carson Wentz fit in 10 years? Well, we've got a whole season of Carson Wentz. We've got a whole season of Carson Wentz rookie moments ahead of us. Glenn Macnell, Dave Spadaro, thanks for joining us.